Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
I'm always impressed by my teammates that have so much belief and faith in them that they're going to take and make shots. And if they can't, then they're going to make the next play. That's how we've been playing all year long. That's not going to change now that we're in the finals. Maybe I have to be a little bit more aggressive. I got to put pressure on the rim. Me with no free throws, that was all on myself, nobody else. So, you know, we'll definitely correct that next game, but only I can do that.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Yeah, maybe too much time trademarking crap, not enough time on the court practicing for Jimmy Butler. He's just Jimmy now. You can't be Jimmy if that's how you're going to play in game one of the NBA Finals. Also, it would be nice if his teammates made some shots, you know. We'll get back to the NBA Finals in a second. Want to remind our audience, Dennis Bernstein coming up in hour number two, talking the Stanley Cup Final with the Florida Panthers and the Vegas Golden Knights. Joey Knish as well in hour number two. We'll talk about the month of May and how we can use it to maybe determine who wins the World Series in Major League Baseball. Eight buckets in hour number three. Power Hour, final hour, featuring all our bets for tonight and some bets for this weekend, maybe including some bets coming up game two of the NBA Finals. We can spin this forward now after Denver wins game one and covers the spread. Game goes under the total. Game two on Sunday. The Nuggets, an 8.5-point favorite. It's basically like the same market that we saw last night in game number one. The total is a decent amount less. Closed last night, 218.5. Game goes under. Now we're sitting at 214.5. We don't know about Tyler Hero just yet. We know that like he may play in game two. If not game two, it looks likely that he'll play in game number three. Denver minus 400 on the money line in game two. Miami at plus 300. Denver now minus 700. To win the series. We can maybe do finals MVP as we move along in the segment here, Ken, but let's talk about game two, initial looks and thoughts here with Denver 8.5, 214.5.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to get the same point spread you got in game one. I guess you could argue, a couple extra days between games, but Miami also had basically the same amount of rest between game seven against Boston and this. So like, is this some big break? They got to play at Denver again, which has been a nightmare for everybody, and it wasn't great for them. There were some good articles written about the altitude, and I think people who like handicap the NBA or even watch the NBA like kind of know Denver's home court's a little more than everybody else, and that shows through with the percentage of games that they win. Like even when the team's not very good, they win more at home than most other teams. And sometimes you can kind of like it's impossible to not watch that game and just be, man, I don't know if it was game seven or playing there or whatever. Everybody looked dead for Miami. And I don't even mean like they missed shots because they got open looks, just energy. They're just lethargic. Like the legs on Butler didn't look great. And you never know if it's injury or if it's they played game seven. It doesn't have to be one thing. It could be like six different things put together. Yes, the Heat can make more shots. Of course they can. Also, Denver can play differently. Denver will make adjustments. This reminds me a little bit of after the Lakers game one when everybody was like, oh, like, well, now Hachimura is going to guard Jokic. So it's all good. Like, we figured it out at the end of the game, everybody. Now we're good. It's like, all right, yeah, like the Heat can try to get to the free throw line more. They can try to make shots. But like Denver has a coaching staff. Denver's going to make adjustments. Denver's going to figure out stuff that works. And I just think like when we ignore that and only say the Heat will get better, that's like the part that just doesn't make any sense to me. And that was true with the Lakers game one to game two as well. Like why aren't the Nuggets going to also make adjustments and also play better and also figure out how to solve some of these things that either the Lakers were doing in the second half or that Miami does in the second half? So I don't have a strong opinion. Like if you're going to give me the same game one market, if Hero plays, then maybe like you could come up with a handicap that's interesting. But if it's just like same game, one market, no fundamental injury changes, maybe Hero plays, like no angle that I can think of to want to bet the game. I like Denver a little bit again. I think they're just way better. Like, it's just, there's not a whole lot going on here. I don't think it was a good game one to bet the rest of the series, because you got a really expected kind of game one. Jokic was great. Murray was pretty good. They covered. Like, okay. So like, now what? The same thing again? I don't know if Hero would make me want to bet one way or another. It's a wild card, but I don't know if this is, I don't feel like this is some great opportunity if the market's going to be dealing the same number that it was dealing last night.
How do you feel about the total being 4 points less here in this game? 214.5 is where we sit here for game two.
So obviously, like I bet the over in game one, and I thought, and I even said this, like, we need to see how the pieces fit together. But until we see that, like, I do feel like this could be a high scoring series, because I don't think Miami's defense is very good, and I still don't. And I think Denver's going to score in most games that they play in. Now, the thing that I either didn't think of, or there were two reasons that the total went the way it did last night, right? One, obviously, Miami shooting. That's like a big part of it. But the second part of it is they made a really, really, really great, like, one thing they did awesome is they made a really concerted effort to let Denver score 0 points in transition. Like, every missed shot, every stoppage, every everything, like, back and pick up your guy in transition. In the first quarter, they had a couple breakdowns. I think, like, the telecast did a good job pointing that out, where, like, the Miami players couldn't really figure out who to get matched up on. Aaron Gordon had a huge first quarter because of that. Like, he ended up being the guy that, like, was like, oh, I thought you had him. Oh, I thought we were switching that. I thought we were doing that. Like, the communication wasn't great because it was just a new team, and they just weren't quite ready out of the gate. And you saw that in the first quarter, where there were some breakdowns. From that point on, and I thought the telecast did a great job pointing this out also, like, absolutely locked in transition defense for a long time. And that's the other reason why the game went under, is that, like, if Miami's going to do that, then it's really going to make the game a half court game. It's going to restrict the amount of, like, crazy 120 each way kind of scoring games that we can have. And, like, why would they not do that? Like, are they're going to go away from that and try to run with Denver? That's probably not going to happen. So just seeing what Miami's strategy was, I go, oh, like, I got that part wrong. Like, I didn't think they were going to do that necessarily. Now, they can shoot better and stuff, but the pieces didn't fit together the way I thought. Miami's approach wasn't exactly what I thought. And if they're going to do that again, then the games will look a little bit more like this. They can be higher scoring because Miami can shoot better. But having watched one game, I don't know if it's like an over series now. Miami's doesn't look exactly how I thought they'd look.
And I love that you bring that up, right, with Miami's transition defense. And because after the game, I think Miami and Butler, I'll read a Jimmy Butler quote in a second here, kind of doubled down on like the exact approach that you're talking about. And actually, he's saying like he doesn't think they did a good enough job. So this is the Butler quote. Whenever you miss and don't get back, the game gets out of hand quickly. We gave up too many layups, which we can't have happen. We've got to attack the rim a lot more, myself included. And obviously, he like went on and on about their need to get to the free throw line, take more free throws, slow the game down a little bit. Miami literally only two free throws, the least free throws ever shot in the history of the NBA playoffs in a game. Crazy. Only two free throws for the Heat. So you would think,
and not like, a lot of bad calls too. And it's like, because
no,
I mean, you see 20-2, and like in a certain game, like when the Lakers play, if you see 20-2, what's everyone's going? Oh, LeBron getting all the calls. Like that's what it is. Like I defy someone to watch that game last night and be like, yeah, the Heat got a tough whistle. Like
I bet
they just
Miami
didn't.
And have no beef.
Yeah,
I have no beef with what happened.
I didn't bet the side,
obviously.
Yeah. Right. I didn't bet the side. And I'm like, I couldn't have even told you at the end of the game. I knew Denver had more free throws because like if you watch the game, that's just going to you're going to notice that. But I couldn't have told you the disparity. I couldn't remember Miami having any. So I was like, well, Denver's definitely shooting more free throws. But like Jokic shot 12 free throws, I think shot more free throws than he normally does. So he got to the line a little bit more. And I think that was one of their points of emphasis was like try to get Bam in foul trouble because he's so important and they don't like otherwise they're going to play Zeller and it's going to be a nightmare. Like Bam's so important that you can attack him. And I think with the Heat, it was the same strategy. Like, okay, let's like get Bam in the offense a lot more and try to draw fouls on Jokic. Like, let's kind of go the other way here because those two players are so important. That's the cool stuff to me where it's like, and yeah, this is, you know, high school coaching stuff. This isn't like you have to be an NBA coach to do this, but just like the strategic elements of the game are always just so interesting. And even when you kind of figure out like, oh, that's the other team's approach. Like I see what the plan is now. That's so interesting that this is the route that they chose to go and who they choose to play. But yeah, just to get back to like the markets for game two, okay, it seems like the Heat strategy is going to try to produce more games like that and maybe they'll be successful and maybe they won't. But if that's going to be their strategy, I don't want to bet overs. I just want to not bet. And the total's going down and it probably should. And then the side, it's kind of like, all right, the Heat, kind of like the Lakers in game one, the Heat tried a ton of stuff. And they were pretty positive after the game with, so, hey, we think we found some things that worked, as the Lakers also said. And I'm just not very confident that, like, in a game in Denver, they can play a really close game. Like, I don't know if they're good enough to, on average, play a really close game all the time. I don't know. And if Tyler Hero plays, then I think it's just a giant wild card. Could he help them? Sure. There's a pretty long history in regular season NBA, and this has been true in this playoffs also, with only a couple exceptions. First game back for an important injured player frequently does not go the way that you think it's going to go. Now, Hero's not like Jimmy Butler, and he's not Giannis, and he's not, you know, some of these other players that have missed games, Draymond Green getting suspended or whatever. Like, it's not that, but it's also like, I could make just as good of a case that it's going to hurt them. He's a volume shooter who hasn't played in forever. How's that going to go? Like, he's going to take 20 free. He's going to take 20 field goal attempts. He hasn't played in 3 months or 2 months, whenever the playoffs started. So, like, cool, it could go well. But I think it's, in terms of, like, does it make Miami more likely to cover? No. Could it make the game play out differently? Yes. But, like, in terms of betting, aside from the obvious prop angles, players that are impacted minutes-wise, I don't think Hero's return makes them more likely to win the game, more likely to win the series. I think it's just as likely he's a guy coming in cold in playoff basketball in the finals, and you're like expecting him to make a big contribution. That's a tough ask.
And just speaking of the player props, Jimmy Butler's points prop was 27.5 in game one, 25.5 as we enter game number two. I don't think I'll bet the over coming up this time. I think that
if he's telling you he's going to go to the line a lot, if he's telling you he's like going to be more aggressive, maybe he does a bad job of it, but like, I think this is the game to actually do that. And I haven't bet Butler over in any game. I bet like zero of them the whole time. And he hasn't really gone over a whole lot. I don't know. Maybe this is the one. Maybe this is the game to do it. Because you're getting and you know what? You know how you might know it's the time to do it? Because you're getting a break on the price. Finally.
And you are getting a break on the price. Finally getting a break on the price.
Yep. This game, like, you're not getting it. Like, it's the same market as game one. Are you getting a break on the spread? It's 8.5 again. You're getting a break on the total to bet the over? Maybe. But like, one team strategy seems to be different than we thought.
Yeah.
Maybe you're getting a break on the over.
I don't have interest in that.
It sounds like you're getting a break on Butler points, though. Like, that's a pretty big adjustment for a star player. Usually those star players get lined like the same, like over, and you just can't shake that number. Like, Caleb Martin went over all 7 games last series. They just wouldn't change the number, and he just kept going over. So, like, this, you're getting a break. I don't know. That would kind of be my first thought.
Butler's been 27.5 or 28.5 basically throughout this run for the Miami Heat. I do think that Miami strategy, and like, they're telling you like what they want it to be. They're going to try and slow the game down, get to the foul line, obviously. Like Ken said, like make Denver score basically not in transition. I'm going to bet the Heat again coming up on Sunday night. I do think Miami can keep this game close. Can they win? Maybe not. I mean, I would love for them to win the game because I want them to win the series, and I think it'll make things more fun if they're able to like win this game in Denver and go back home and 1-1 here. I will definitely bet the Heat lean towards the under here. I think this is going to be like the Spo, like empty the bag basically, and let's try and basically salvage this here. I'll bet Miami plus the 8.5. I think you might have talked me into the Jimmy Butler points over. We'll do more on this coming up in the Power Hour, final hour of the show, with the game coming up on Sunday. Hour one done, hour two for you coming up next. Dennis Bernstein starts it off talking the Stanley Cup final.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.